Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It is 7:45. Donita County has opted not to expand its rural transportation service to Hatch. The county commissioners voted Tuesday not to create a route to Hatch. The commissioners voted 4-1 to keep the funding at $350,000 and not grant an additional $137,000 for a route to Hatch. The South Central Regional Transit District has 5 lines which provide transportation to rural parts of the county. It appears Los Alamos National Laboratory is retaining just part of an important federal contract. Ross Brown reports.
The National Nuclear Security Administration announced Thursday that New Mexico and South Carolina will share in the development of next-generation nuclear weapons with expanded plutonium pit production. The pit is the core that triggers a nuclear warhead. The Trump administration wants to dramatically increase annual pit production from 30 to 80. The NNSA says a troubled and not yet completed nuclear facility in South Carolina will be repurposed to make 50 pits a year, while Los Alamos will make 30. Nuclear watchdog groups are alarmed by the ramp-up. Jay Coughlin, director of Nuclear Watch New Mexico, insists the U.S. is setting a bad example.
We're trying to preach restraint to Iran, North Korea, the rest of the world, and we're going to go on to develop new design nuclear weapons that's not practicing what we preach.
Both New Mexico senators had lobbied hard to keep all the work at Los Alamos, even though the plant has been under review for several years for ongoing safety lapses. In a statement, they expressed disappointment that the decision will halt long-planned expansion at Los Alamos and stretch the existing facilities and workforce to their limits. Coughlin argues that the NNSA should be required to explain why the increased pit production is needed and what it will cost taxpayers in terms of financial, safety, and environmental risks.
We don't need it to maintain the safety and reliability of the existing stockpile. All of this future production is for speculative new design nuclear weapons.
Coughlin believes the decision was in large part political, designed to keep the congressional delegations of both states happy. I'm Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
One of our most popular local segments is the weekly commentator from Peter Goodman. Goodman has been writing his column for the Las Cruces Sun News for 7 years, and he says he's learned a lot in that time.
7 years ago, we moved back to Las Cruces, and I soon began writing these columns. They may not have changed Las Cruces, but they've changed me. When friends and strangers stop me to thank me, I'm grateful, but feel that I'm not doing enough to deserve such generous praise. But then I don't deserve all the negative stuff either. It was a busy week. A county commissioner joked that my column on Dasso enforcing immigration laws dictated an agenda item. An acquaintance sent a 3-year-old spaceport-related column around to his mailing list. That was a column where I'd written a hot first draft, mocking a company, but muted my comments markedly after talking to someone at that company. Meanwhile, I was reading a lot of material for a possible column on the PRC. People ask whether I get a lot of abuse for my columns. Not so much, actually. But such questions, like the criticisms, make me ask why I continue. I suppose because public figures sometimes forget to tell the truth, and someone should remind them, and because I can fill that need reasonably well, and because sometimes my columns help people who deserve help. In another life, I'd write more about coyotes, toads, and roadrunners, or appreciative human character studies. I'd write gentle, folksy columns full of practical wisdom, if I had any wisdom. But stuff happens, and people tell me about it, sometimes confidentially, fearing retaliation. Like many of us, I like underdogs. Sympathy won't convince me inaccurate speculation is fact, but it will motivate me to investigate and to shine what light I can into dark corners, if that seems right. I really started these columns in 1975 as the Las Cruces bureau chief for the El Paso Times. They appeared 3 times a week, titled 130 South Water, Our Address. Sometimes, passing there or contemplating the Oregon Mountains or spotting names of friends like Bob Munson, Jake Hands, Albert Johnson, Gerald Thomas, and Pete Domenici on buildings, I wonder how it would be and how I would be if I'd stayed here writing columns and stories for 4 decades. I love this place. Writing columns has helped me know it and love it better than I otherwise might. I'm grateful for that, and for so much gracious support. I'm also grateful to people who talk to me when telling the truth ain't what their bosses want done or could be dangerous. To the Sun News and to KRWG and to people who don't agree with me. I may reject some of what they say, but I never reject them as people. Neighbors who disagree are still neighbors. Our candid disagreements are the best road toward truth. Thanks.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.